Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers who share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today, we have a special guest with us, Dr. Carol Spargo Pierscala, author of the brand new book, The Best You Can Do for Yourself and Your Aging Parent, who will share with us problem-solving tools for weary and exasperated caregivers. So welcome, Dr. Pierscala.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. And let's talk about, I mean, this is an issue that is, prevalent throughout society as we are getting to these generations. You have the quote-unquote sandwich generation, right, the boomers, mm-hmm. who are now taking care of their aging parents. So a lot of people are dealing with the struggles and challenges that come with caregiving. But what would you say the number one mistake would be that caregivers make?
I think the number one mistake is not distinguishing between wants and needs for their parents. I mean, what a parent wants from you is not necessarily what they need from you. And if you're not able to distinguish between them, then you start trying to respond to all their wants. And that is mm-hmm. a bottomless pit. We are all a bottomless pit of wants, but what we need may be a little bit easier to deal with.
So how do you suggest caregivers differentiate, your mom, your dad, your parent, or even your child? You're dealing with a very sick child that you have to take care of as well. How do you differentiate between the want and the need, or even in your state and what you're doing, just wanting to give in all the time because it's so hard to fight?
Right. Now, my mother is 100, and she's in a nursing home, and my brother and sister and I go to visit her 2 or 3 times a week. She cannot mm-hmm. respond much. We go together because we support each other. And we talk to each other, and then she just listens in. She doesn't have to respond. However, in the case of people who are 80, whatever, that respond, the most important skill is listening, to listen to what they're actually saying. That's really an important part of my book, talking about how you listen. The second important skill is self-examination, so that you can look at yourself dispassionately and determine what your motives are. Why are you rushing in to do this thing for your mother? Is it because of something you want? Often I hear, well, I was never the favorite, but now I'm going to be the favorite because I'm doing all this. That doesn't work. If you weren't the favorite before, you're not going to be the favorite now. And no amount of work is going to make you the favorite. I'm going to tell you that right now. People do that, and it does not work. The other thing is, are you intervening to make yourself feel better? Do you want to feel better about yourself, or do you want other people to feel better about you? Or are you really looking at what they actually need in their life today? That's another important thing that people don't often think about. What am I going to get out of this?
Right. And so if you're not going in and doing these things and doing the work and putting forth the effort, for the right reasons, it ends up not working out very well.
That's right. You will, if you do it to make yourself feel better or to make yourself more respected in your community, this happens often mm-hmm. in churches. Someone wants to be respected for their loving kindness, and so they do things that are not really necessary. They're just not. And, a lot depends on what your previous relationship is with your parent. Has it been a good relationship? After all, it's your longest-lasting relationship. It's the mm-hmm. longest you'll ever have. And it has a lot of ups and downs and quirks in it. And you know what those are, and what your parent is really trying to tell you. So it's important for you to examine that relationship and say, okay, what do I really want to provide? For instance, if I go in and do a lot of bedpan changing and that kind of thing, what does that do to our relationship? How does my parent then relate to me as a nurse or as a daughter? Very often people destroy their relationship by giving hands-on care until they're so resentful and so bitter. And then what they had to give, which was a loving relationship, is destroyed. So it's very important to look at what you're doing and how much you can do with still maintaining the relationship you want to have.
Now, Dr. Pierskala, what do you mean by saying that sacrifice, and it's something that you have to be careful of, that you say, sacrifice can turn into exploitation? Is there a fine line in between sacrifice and exploitation?
There is, but very often people sacrifice their lives. I mean, I have known people, I have a relative actually, who actually took his mother into his home and kept her there at the price of his marriage, at least until his mother died. Then his wife came back. Sometimes you have to look at it and say, you know, am I entitled to a life too? You know, is the caregiver entitled to a life? I think so. And so very often a parent has not provided for their old age, and sometimes they can't. I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying sometimes they can't. And so they expect their children to pick up the pieces. And that's not fair. Sacrifice should be something you really want to do. If you're going to sacrifice something, it needs to be something you feel good about. Guilt is a terrible emotion. Guilt is negative emotion. It's an after-the-fact emotion. It is not something that helps you decide. But you can be exploited. So if your parent is someone that makes demands on you and you find yourself doing all this, I mean, it happens as parents, too. We're exploited sometimes by our children, especially our adult children. Exploitation is not good, and it is a fine line. And it's also a choice. If I decide I am going to give care to my parent, and that means I have to sacrifice parts of my own life, which, you know, we are doing right now with my mother, that's my choice, and I have chosen it, and therefore it is a true sacrifice. But if someone else tries to impose it on me and tell me I have to do it, then that's exploitation.
What would be the one thing you would want to leave with our listeners? If we have caregivers listening into the podcast, what one piece of advice would you like to leave with them?
Well, the one piece of advice is pretty tough, but it is that we don't owe our parents anything. If you have a good relationship with them, then you want to help them when they need it. But feeling you owe it to them leads to guilt when you can't perform the service, and guilt is negative and unhelpful. It's not the same as conscience. It's an after-the-fact emotion. You've already done the deed, now you feel guilty about it. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't help us. But you need to understand, it's not that you owe them something. This is something you either give from your heart or there's no point in doing it, really. And you can also, and I go through this in my book, you can determine where it ends. In other words, this is what I'm going to do and this is all I'm going to do and stop at some point.
Well, Dr. Pierskala, we really appreciate you being here with us. I know there's lots more in your new book, The Best You Can Do for Yourself and Your Aging Parent. And where can our listeners learn more about you and your new book?
Well, I have a website, carolpierskala.com. They can learn there, and it would give a lot of about the book and the table of contents and that kind of thing. I do have an email that they can go to called The Best You Can Do For Roman Numeral, I mean, not Roman Numeral, Numeral 4, The Best You Can Do For at gmail.com, so that they can email me and I can hopefully respond. And the books are available through Amazon and also through eBooks.
Wonderful. Let's spell the last name for our listeners. That'll be Carol with no E, Peer Skala, P as in Paul, IERSKALLA, CarolPeerSkala.com. Well, wonderful.
Right.
Thank you, Carol, for being here.
All right. Thank you so much.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Until next time.